Hi, this is Brad Easterling here in Glasscock, Reagan, and Upton counties, and we're going to visit a little bit about the conditions over here. As per usual, we are hot and dry right now. It's actually getting extremely hot for this time of the year. We've had several days over 100 degrees here in the last week. We were fortunate to at least have a little bit of rain over the past weekend. You know, our rainfall totals around here average anywhere from 0 up to a couple of inches in the northern part of Glasscock County. You know, it's one of those situations where it was a whole lot better than nothing for some folks, but you know, a lot of folks got left out. The guys who did get a little bit of a shower, you know, they've at least got enough moisture to where they can get in there in the next couple of days. Some of them have already started getting in and getting a little bit of cotton in the ground. A lot of folks, though, especially the further west you get from St. Lawrence, as you get over towards Midkiff, you get south of Farm to Market Road 2401, south of St. Lawrence, they got no rain. It's still bone dry for a lot of those folks, and they're not getting any cotton in the ground unless they were fortunate enough to get water all the way to the surface on that drip. Maybe they're getting a little bit spot planted here and there, but there's a lot of folks who are still holding off. We've gradually got a few other guys that are getting a little bit of seed in the ground. We're getting some test plots put in here and there. But for the most part, we're waiting on a good general rain around the area. We have got a little bit of wheat that's starting to come out of the field right now. So lets us know that this quick wheat crop that we've had over the last couple of months is finally coming to an end, and same combine running, starting last night and running again today. Haley, y'all got any wheat coming out over there?
Yes, sir, Brad, we do. Actually, the past few days, combines have been rocking and rolling. And so we've started, and it's picking up as time goes on. Early yields have been coming in at about average, and so that's kind of what I've heard. But other than that, yeah, we're rocking and rolling. Combines everywhere.
Okay, well, y'all generally have a lot more wheat than we do in our area, so I can imagine, you know, more combines, y'all are probably getting a lot more wheat out. I know y'all have been hot and dry like we have. What kind of rainfall did y'all get in this last little system that came through?
Well, we were hopeful that we were going to get more rain than what we ended up, but we ranged from, you know, 0 to about inch and a quarter, and that high rainfall ended up being in that Grape Creek area. But, I mean, we got some. It helped out the sorghum, you know, where it was, they caught a rain, but, you know, we've been so hot and dry that, you know, it made that wheat dry down quick, and now we really need a rain for our sorghum to continue and to plant some cotton into. And so it's same kind of story. Our sorghum and corn continue to progress. Sorghum ranges anywhere from V7 to flag leaf in the world. The ones that have the flag leaf in the world are the ones that kind of caught those rains, and so they kind of pushed it a little further. Regarding corn, growth stages range from V10 to V12. Irrigation continues to be put out on corn, and AffliGuard applications are going out for control of aflatoxin. Also, there have been no reports in spider mites when it comes to corn. So sorghum and corn, we're kind of continuing, but we would really need some rains to kind of help us out.
I understand. You know, we're kind of in the same boat over here. We don't put out the AffliGuard, and fortunately, spider mites aren't much of an issue at this point in time. But growth stage-wise, we're looking about the same over here. A lot of water going on the corn. Most of our sorghum in this part of the country is dry land. We don't irrigate a great deal. You know, both of those crops, they've really kind of turned around. They've grown out of all of that early season wind damage that we had that was kind of making everything look a little bit rough. Everything's kind of straightened up, and it's coming on and looking pretty decent. I have seen a field or two that it's kind of got that goosenecking growth stage to it where the winds were just so rough that it, you know, almost laid it down completely, and now it's got that little gooseneck where it's starting to curl and try to stand back up. But, you know, for the most part, everything is kind of growing out and looking good right now.
Yes, sir, Brad, and I was going to say the same thing. We are kind of finally growing out of that wind damage on the corn and the sorghum that we had for a while. We had some of it growing at an angle, but with that irrigation that the corn's had, it's kind of perked it back up. And so, yeah, we're kind of finally getting out of the dark, but now we're getting into, you know, we need the rains to continue and to make a yield later on. So regarding cotton planting, you know, you really hit it hard with, you know, it started, you know, we're really rocking and rolling, you know, with our irrigated more. We do have some fields that have emerged, and with the fields that have emerged, thrips are a little bit of a problem. So just kind of be wary of that early planted cotton when it comes to thrips. But other than that, I mean, we got cotton that's emerged, cotton in the ground, and irrigated cotton that's going to be continuously planted in the next week or two. So kind of just need some rains.
Yes, ma'am. That's how we are. We do have some fields that are starting to get a little bit weedy out there, where we get this little bitty shower that comes in. And, you know, about the only thing that the rain's good for is germinating a few more weeds. So we've got some places out there where weeds are kind of popping up here and there. And, you know, we do kind of encourage growers to get in there and clean those up a little bit before we get in. You know, I know a lot of guys, or not a lot, but we have a few guys that'll, they'll say, well, I'm going to plant this, and then I'll come back and clean it up afterwards. And, you know, we have some situations where they get tied up, they get busy, maybe equipment breaks down, one thing after another, and before you know it, the weeds have kind of got away from them, and it already starts to impact their yield. So we really encourage everybody to try to get those fields cleaned up before they plant to help preserve as much yield as they can on those crops. That's about all we've got here in Glasscock County. You know, no insect issues to speak of over here.
Yeah, I mean, just that I mentioned that early planted cotton, there might be some thrips showing up here and there, but other than that, our pest pressure remains pretty low.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.